New Zealand ISPs ban websites hosting Christchurch shooting video. By Charlie Nash on March 19, 2019. New Zealand ISPs are banning websites which host the Christchurch mosque shooter's video of the massacre. In New Zealand, sharing the video is a criminal offence. And one 22-year-old reportedly faces at least 10 years in prison for sharing it online. The internet companies are not taking action against Facebook, where the video was originally live-streamed. Vodafone, Spark, 2degrees, Vocus, and Telstra are all reportedly banning websites which host the video. In terms of how long blocks stay in place, this is an outgoing, industry-wide discussion we are currently working through with other agencies to help establish a longer-term solution, claimed a Vodafone spokesman to Mashable. There has been a number of sites blocked and then unblocked, continued the spokesman, as websites can reportedly become unblocked if they remove the video following a warning. We apologize to legitimate internet users who may have been inconvenienced by this. However, under the circumstances, we believed it was the responsible thing for the industry to do. In a statement, Telstra proclaimed, "We have moved to temporarily block a number of websites that continued to host footage of Friday's terrorist attack in Christchurch. We understand this may cause inconvenience for some legitimate users of these sites, but these are extraordinary circumstances and they required an extraordinary response. We appreciate that it is necessary to ensure free speech is carefully balanced against protecting the community. But with these sites continuing to host disturbing content, we feel it is the right thing to do to block them," the company explained. "These are shocking events and the idea that this footage could in some way be used to incite or support hate is a sickening thought. We will continue to do whatever we can to assist and to support a diverse and inclusive community." Simon Mutter, the managing director of Spark New Zealand, also issued a statement on Twitter. "My cybersecurity team at Spark has done its best overnight to stay on top of the sites distributing the horrific material from the terrorists. Where they find it, they apply temporary blocks and notify the site, requesting they remove the material," Mutter posted. "Once the material is removed, we reopen access. Apologies to any legitimate internet users inconvenienced. This is an extreme situation and as concerned users, we decided to help protect our children and vulnerable people from these awful images." On Tuesday, Spark, Vodafone, and 2degrees also wrote an open letter to Facebook, Google, and Twitter, calling on the three companies to take more responsibility and also blacklisting the video. "As key industry players, we believe this extraordinary step was the right thing to do in such extreme and tragic circumstances." Other New Zealand broadband providers have also taken steps to restrict availability of this content, although they may be taking a different approach technically. "We also accept it is impossible as internet service providers to prevent completely access to this material. But hopefully we have made it more difficult for this content to be viewed and shared, reducing the risk our customers may inadvertently be exposed to it and limiting the publicity the gunman was clearly seeking. We acknowledge that in some circumstances access to legitimate content may have been prevented, and that this raises questions about censorship. For that we apologize to our customers. This is all the more reason why an urgent and broader discussion is required. Internet service providers are the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff, with blunt tools involving the blocking of sites after the fact. The greatest challenge is how to prevent this sort of material being uploaded and shared on social media platforms and forums. We call on Facebook, Twitter, and Google, whose platforms carry so much content, to be a part of an urgent discussion at an industry and New Zealand government level on an enduring solution to this issue. We appreciate this is a global issue, however, the discussion must start somewhere. We must find the right balance between internet freedom and the need to protect New Zealanders, especially the young and vulnerable, from harmful content. Social media companies and hosting platforms that enable the sharing of user-generated content with the public have a legal duty of care to protect their users and wider society by preventing the uploading and sharing of content such as this video. Although we recognize the speed with which social network companies sought to remove Friday's video once they were made aware of it, this was still a response to material that was rapidly spreading globally and should never have been made available online. We believe society has the right to expect companies such as yours to take more responsibility for the content on their platforms. Content sharing platforms have a duty of care to proactively monitor for harmful content, Act expeditiously to remove content which is flagged to them as illegal and ensure that such material, once identified, cannot be re-uploaded. For the most serious types of content, such as terrorist content, more onerous requirements should apply, such as proposed in Europe, including takedown within a specified period, proactive measures and fines for failure to do so. Consumers have the right to be protected whether using services funded by money or data. Now is the time for this conversation to be had, and we call on all of you to join us at the table and be part of the solution. Simon Mutter, Jason Paris, Stewart Sheriff, Managing Director, Chief Executive, Chief Executive, Spark Vodafone NZ 2 Degrees. Facebook reportedly removed 1.5 million copies of the video during the day after the massacre. However, Facebook, Google, and Twitter all reportedly struggled to keep up with the overwhelming amount. According to Global News, New Zealand police said any possession or sharing of a video showing the fatal terrorist attack against two mosques in Christchurch has been classed as an offence, while sharing the shooter's manifesto is also absolutely against the criminal code. One 22-year-old man, accused of sharing the video, faces up to 10 years in prison. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter, or like his page at Facebook.